You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi, loves. Welcome back to another episode of Not Basic Blonde podcast. Today, I have very interesting guests and very interesting episode. My guest today is Brittany Jones, aka Brittany CEO, and we'll be talking about how to become the CEO of your life and your business. Brittany is a very successful entrepreneur, business coach, international speaker, and social media marketer. Brittany helps female entrepreneurs drop out of the hustle and chase after the goals they really want, not just what they think is possible. And Brittany is also the host of Underestimate Me podcast. This episode is packed with so much great info, guys, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys. So my guest and I will be talking about secret content moves for the year of 2022. How can we get a new high value clients within a week? How can we grow our client list online? How can we run successful business by working just a few hours daily? How can we normalize consistent cash flow in our business? And so much more. But before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, Brittany. So glad to have you on my podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you so much for being my guest. And always the first question I ask my guests is, would you please tell us about yourself and how did you start your career? What was the inspiration behind it and how did it all start?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm more commonly known online as Brittany CEO, and I am an online business coach and an entrepreneur. And I really kind of fell into this by accident. I was just so excited to grow my own account back in the day on Instagram, like years ago. And businesses like started reaching out to me and they were like, can I get help with my Instagram account? Like, what do you think about this? Could I take you out for dinner? Can you show me what I should be doing? And I was like, this is amazing. I would love to go out for dinner and show you. Like, I had zero intentions of creating a business out of this. And I thought, like, this is amazing. Like, I get to help other people and I can show them what I know. And it just naturally evolved from there. And now 5-6 years later, I'm still here growing this business and it's evolved many, many times over, but that's what I spend my time doing. I just work with other business owners, showing them how they can grow online, basically.
And do you have courses or do you have special programs? Like, how do you do it?
Yeah, I do it a bunch of different ways. So lots of people take my courses. Lots of people work with me one-on-one. I have group programs. It's really just based on where you're at inside your business, what you're looking to do, what kind of time commitment you're looking for right now, what goals you have, how quickly you want to get there, all that good stuff.
Wow, this is incredible. And what was the starting point for you? How did you decide I will go in this direction and I will just grow in this direction? Or how did you decide to do it?
No, that's a good question. I actually hired a coach myself. And so I had started to dabble in taking one-on-one clients, and I really had no clue what I was doing back then. And I look like back at what I used to charge, and it's just like insane to me, because I was making hardly anything for the hours I was putting in, but I had no clue. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just kind of figuring it out as I went. And so I hired a business coach about a year into my business, and it helped so much. And she introduced me to the world of courses and programs and how to price them and how to market myself and how to change my mindset and my energy, which has been the biggest shift inside my business for sure. But I definitely had a lot of mentorship along the way. And I know for sure, like, I would not be here creating all of this without that. That's for sure.
Do you think mentorship is very important when you're starting some kind of business or just trying to get ahead in the career? I mean, I know, of course, it is important, but
totally.
Can someone do it on their own, or they kind of must have a coach to speed up the process?
I mean, you can do it on your own. Like, you and I both know that. It's just that, one, it's a very lonely journey. Like, I'm sure you feel like that at times. Like, it's lonely. There's a lot of work. There's a lot to know. It's a big mindset game and putting yourself out there online, number one. And then number two, trying to make a business out of it. And so, like, I can't recommend having a mentor enough, you know. Like, I truly wouldn't be at the income level I'm at now. I had no idea that this kind of an income was possible for someone like me, you know. Like, I just came from some small town. Like, I had no clue what I was doing. Like, my parents weren't wealthy, like all those stories that we all tell ourselves, right? And so I think that the best thing you can do is get a mentor, because it will shorten the path for you. It'll make it a lot less lonely. You can create more. And it's called an investment for a reason, you know, like, if you're investing so that you can continue to grow and grow beyond anything you could imagine right now. And I think a lot of times when we're looking at getting mentors, it's like we look at the expense instead of like what it gets to offer us. And so honestly, if you don't have a mentor, like, I have a mentor constantly. It's not even something that I did just at the beginning.
The question I get a lot, because most of the people who are trying to get to the next level, they're not happy at where they are at this moment. And some of them are living paycheck from paycheck, and they don't have funds to invest for business coach or someone or a mentor. How would someone that does not have much budget to do so?
Yeah, that's such a good question. What I had to do was I had to get another job while I was building like my dream. And so, you know, hopefully that's possible for some people listening to this, and that's something that they could take and do. If it's not, like, pour into the free stuff that coaches are doing, you know, and treat that like you've made an investment in yourself. I think that the thing is like, coaches, mentors, like, they're constantly giving out amazing free resources, podcasts just like yours. Like, there's tons of things that people can tap into, but people don't take them seriously. You know, like, you can get people's best advice off their podcasts. Like, you can get their great things outside of their free classes, but you got to take it seriously. And the thing about investing in yourself is, like, you take it more seriously, you know? So if you're not at that point right now, like, immerse yourself in their world as much as possible. Think about getting something as a second job or part-time when you're trying to stabilize your business income, because investing in yourself, like, you will just go quicker.
I agree. And I, of course, provide so many free resources with my podcast, like you said, yeah. And you just have to, like, for so many people, you just have to download it and listen to it and take notes on something that you think might work for you. But some people do not put any effort and any work into it, and they just expect huge results, but it does require some effort.
Yeah, like, it's one thing to, like, listen to your podcast episodes, understand what they're saying, take in the knowledge. It's a whole other thing to actually, like, go do it. Go do it. Go put it into your business, into your day-to-day life. And that's, like, 9 times out of 10 what people are missing is actually just implementing it.
Yeah, couldn't said any better. What are your secret content moves for the 2022?
Good question. I would say that, okay, like, content wise, I mean, it's always shifting. It's shifted like how many different times already this year. I think the best thing that I ever did inside my business, and especially for moves that I'm making online, is I just stopped chasing the algorithm. And so if you're an influencer and you're looking for brand deals, of course you're interested in your conversion rates and your likes and all those sorts of things. But like where I am in entrepreneurship, like that truly has no impact on the money I'm making. And so I had to divorce myself from the algorithm and I had to stop chasing that, because that wasn't actually determining how much money I was making. It wasn't determining what my bank account looked like and how many people I was helping. And the minute I stopped chasing that and just focused back on helping people and sharing like what I actually am making a difference in my business with and the kind of moves I'm making, like that's when things began to skyrocket inside my business. So I would say, like, if you are refreshing the likes and trying to look at your story views constantly, like I get it. It's so easy to get lost in. It's the first thing we see when we log into an app, but it was the best thing I did for my content and the growth inside my business.
Yeah, it's totally relatable, because sometimes we get caught in this numbers game and we forget about our purpose and why we're doing it and all other things, important things. But do you also use Facebook ads, or do you use Instagram ads, or you just get organic traffic to your account?
I'm solely organic right now. And I think that I looked for a lot of other people that were solely organic as well in the beginning, you know, because I had tried Facebook ads here and there and it wasn't working for me. It literally felt like I was lighting my money on fire. And so I searched out a lot of proof to build that belief in myself too, that I didn't have to do it either. And so I've built my business to over $500,000 in income every single year, just purely organic without ads. So if you're someone that's listening thinking like you need ads to be successful, yes, ads can definitely help. And there's tons of people that see lots of success with it, but it doesn't have to be the be all end all. You can do great things just with organic reach too.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. But do you also have a newsletter? Do you send out newsletters a few times a week, or do you have an email list?
No, I have an email list that I build. And sometimes I offer like free classes and free resources. And that's normally how people find my email list. And then I'm emailing out during launch periods. So if I have a new course or a new program coming up, I send out emails during that time. But my sole focus is Instagram and my podcast. That's where I spend the most amount of time. My team has started to take some of my videos and put them over on TikTok, but our main focus still, and where all of the traffic is coming from, is Instagram and my podcast.
That's amazing, because from what I hear now, not many people can just succeed from podcasts and Instagram and also not using any ads or any kind of enhancements for social media, but it works for you. I'm so glad for you.
Yeah, thank you.
How can we get a new high value client within a week?
Yeah. Okay. So what I always say is start showing more social proof in your week. And so what I mean by that is like most people have their open sign turned off all the time on their account and they don't even realize it. And so number one, you have to get really honest with yourself. Like, are you actually showing people how to work with you? Are you actually showing them where to buy next? Do you show them that you have things available this week that they could join or purchase if it's a product-based business? Because most people are shying away from that because they don't want to be salesy and they don't want to be that person online. So they think they're doing it, but they're not. So you've got to get clear on that first, and then show that you actually walk your talk. You know, the life that you say you live, if you're talking about the freedom you have or the ability to travel or the health results you have, like whatever it is for your industry, like show people that you have that as well. Like we have to see you walk your talk and we have to see you do that all the time, because it's deposits inside people's trust that like, oh, she's seen results. She knows what's going on. Therefore, she might know how to help me as well. After that, you need to start showing that your clients have results too. And a lot of people shy away from this as well, but it's as easy as taking a screenshot of a win that a client has messaged you and blocking out their personal information. But if you do that throughout the week and make sure that you're clear about how people can work with you this week, you will call in a client every single time from doing that. the only reason people don't is because what I like to call this is like they plant the seed in concrete. You know, they're like, I've tried that before. I've been doing that. It's not working for me. And it's like trying to plant your seeds in concrete. Like it would never grow inside concrete. So you got to be able to put yourself in the space of success and believe that it's actually going to work for you, because you will prove yourself right literally every single time.
That's a really good advice, because sometimes so many people shy away from their achievements and they don't share it much because they think it's not a big deal, but not a big deal for you. But for others, it might be. Like most of the time we underestimate ourselves and we're afraid to be pushy or.
Yeah, exactly. Like we all have those fears, right? Like I think about that all the time, you know, like, oh, have I shared it too much? Have I been too pushy? Maybe I shouldn't have said it that way. But like you are helping light the way for other people in doing that. And so you help no one by staying quiet with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you run a successful business working just a few hours daily?
Yeah, for sure. And I used to question this so much. So I know how much you can want this and equally worry that it's not possible for you, because the way that I used to operate my business is I would like literally from the moment I woke up, I would open my laptop, start working until I went to bed that night. Like that's how engulfed inside my business I was. That's how, you know, tied to the hard work and hustle that I was willing to put in the work. And I do think there's an element of being willing to put in the work, but you don't have to put in that kind of sacrifice and hustle to see success. And if you're a science-based person, like I really don't geek out over that kind of stuff. But if you are, there's tons of studies on productivity that they've done where they show that basically your best, most productive hours are only for a few hours a day. This whole like 8-hour work day thing, like it was something that we invented, but it's not actually how productive you are throughout the day. So especially as an entrepreneur, you have to get yourself out of the mindset of hours in equals your success out. If that were true, millionaires and billionaires physically could not exist if it was just about the hours that you put in. And that was like the first mindset shift I really had to make to be able to start working towards this, because otherwise I was still glued to the like, oh, well, I didn't put in 8 hours today, or there's more that I should be doing, or there's more on my to-do list. And it's like, your to-do list will never be finished as an entrepreneur. And so I had to decide like, what's the lifestyle I actually want to do here? Because I always joke about this, but most of us get into entrepreneurship because we want to have like time freedom and control over our calendar. And then we end up working way more than in a 9-to-5 job. And it's like some kind of sick joke as an entrepreneur, you know? And so I had to get really real with myself. Like, I actually started this to have more time freedom. So am I actually doing that? Or am I just lying to myself about that every single week? And so when I got clear on that, I decided like, I actually only want to work a few hours a day, not because I'm not willing to put in the work, but like that's the lifestyle I want to build for my family. And so you really can get down to this, but you need to be able to make the mindset shifts to be able to do this and the strategic shifts to do that. Like, I don't pile on extra things on my to-do list just because I'm very strategic about how much time I spend on social media. I only do the things that are moving my income forward. And because of that, I've been able to cut down the time drastically.
I love it. It's like the best advice ever. It's about being not just busy, but being productive, and being productive in the right way, where you're productive in a direction where it earns you money, not just productive and, you know, just filling up your calendar, like you said. So I love it. Yes, because mostly entrepreneurs do go on their own to have their own brand, to be an entrepreneur, to have financial freedom and not depend on somebody's 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 schedule, which is the worst. And of course, if you're filling up your day with too many hours, too many tasks that are so unnecessary, it's just like not even working for most of the people.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's like,
and how can we normalize cash flow in our business?
Yeah, I'm actually writing a book about this because I think this is really important as entrepreneurs. You know, when I first got into entrepreneurship, people used to say to me like, oh, it's going to take 5 years for you to be successful. I don't know if you've heard that before, but everyone kept saying that to
me. Yes, it's always like a law kind of in entrepreneurship. Yeah. They say 5 years.
Yeah,
it's
they're like
starting to see the results.
Yeah, they're like, you're not going to make money for 5 years. I'm like, that's not why I started this. So what are you talking about? And if that's what you pray over yourself every single day, like that's what's going to be true for you. And I just decided like, no, I'm going to find examples of entrepreneurs where that wasn't true. I'm going to consume their content. I'm going to take on their energy. I'm going to learn everything that they have to share with me. And I just decided to rewrite that rule for myself. And one of those is consistent cash flow. You know, I always heard about businesses who were cyclical and there's seasons and there's times where business is slow, you know, like after Christmas or whatever the times were in August. And it was just like, actually, I don't want that to be my reality. And so I want that to be your reality as well. Like you get to choose what you want here. And so there's a couple of different things when it comes to this. And again, like I'm a big believer about making what I call masculine and feminine energy shifts. So like masculine, for those of you listening who like kind of haven't heard these terms before, masculine is more like you're doing tasks and feminine energy is more like your mindset, your energy, those kinds of shifts that you're making. And so I believe when you're making moves in your business, you need to be backing both of those sides. So like strategically, it's really hard to lean back into receiving energy inside your business when you don't know how you're going to pay the next bill, when you don't know where the next group of clients is going to come from. So you need to be able to set up your business in a way where you're not starting the month from zero every single month. You know, you need to know that there's a baseline of clients coming in and coming in for a long term inside your business, not just like one-off purchases. And so I really started to build that for my business first, so I could lean back and create the lifestyle I wanted inside my business, create the consistent cash flow, make the moves that I wanted to do, because I knew I was supported by that. Secondly, I had to make the shifts to believe that this was possible. Like we're saying, you know, like just because they say it has to take a long time, just because they say that you have to be willing to give up everything else in order for the success, doesn't mean that that's actually true.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. And mindset plays a huge role in it. And I guess our success depends on our mindset.
Totally. Totally.
What are some of the things we should do when we are uncertain about what to do in our business?
Yeah, such a good question. I mean, I've been there so many times in my business. So if you feel uncertain right now, like know that that's normal. Like I don't wish that upon anyone, but we all go through periods of this inside our business, inside the content we're creating, getting tired of different ways we're working and programs. And so like the best thing you can do is slow down and get quiet. And it's not normally the thing that you want to do when you're feeling like this. You're trying to problem solve, you're trying to outwork it, you're trying to throw other things at the wall, hoping that it's going to stick. And it's like, you need to slow down for a little bit and neutralize your energy so that you don't make the decision for your business from that fear-based place, from that uncertain place, because you're going to make a different decision from there. You need to be able to get neutral with it, see that there's other opportunities for you, and then make the decision from there. And the best thing I can say is coaches and mentors can help you through that. Like in periods where I'm like that, I definitely seek mentorship from someone who's currently building a business and lifestyle that I want.
That's an incredible advice, because sometimes we make our judgments and we make wrong decisions out of fear, out of desperation, and those decisions don't work in our favor. But to get quiet, of course, when you're stressed out is the hardest part, but it's the most needed part to move forward. And sometimes we do need to slow down to make that next leap and make to the next level. So
totally. Yeah.
What are the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make and how can we avoid them?
What I see happening so often for entrepreneurs, and I used to get caught in this too, is they don't build a bigger context for them for themselves. They build their context in such a small box of either success or failure. That's how they're judging themselves every single moment of every single day. And the problem with that is you can find evidence of failure as an entrepreneur literally every single day. It doesn't matter what income level you're at, how many followers you have, how long you've been in the business. There is evidence of your failure every single day. And if you're building your context around that, you're going to have proof of failure constantly. And your long-term game is going to be a lot harder to stay in the game that way. And so building a bigger context, really what this is kind of like is looking at your why and your passion around why you do what you do. You know, like you talk about different things than I talk about, and wellness professionals talk about different things than what we talk about. And like, we pick those topics for a reason, you know, like this is the stuff that you could talk about over a glass of wine with a friend until 3 o'clock in the morning and not get bored of it. And so how can you go back to your context and building that bigger than just your success or failure? And I know that can seem like so counterintuitive, because all of us want to be successful and all of us fear failure. And if the minute you can move yourself out of that, you will skyrocket your income. You will see your success feel like it comes overnight, but you have to be willing to like make that box bigger than what you're currently doing.
That's such a best advice, because sometimes we do get ourselves, we do limit ourselves, and it's not for the better reasons. And also, of course, if you concentrate on failures every day, we will not project any positive energy and you will not move forward with better achievements. But sometimes you do get defeated and you do get your feelings hurt because of some things happening along the way. But of course, it's hard sometimes to avoid that feeling, but it's just, I guess, when you're an entrepreneur, you just have to keep doing what you're doing and keep building. I mean, and keep having thick skin so nothing can get to you.
Totally. I always say to my clients, like when they're comparing themselves or when they're asking like why they're not at that level yet and looking at other people's successes, it's like that person's pile of failures is just bigger than yours. That's all that it is, you know? And the minute I could normalize that for myself and see like the people that I look up to online or other influencers, it's like, you know, their pile of failures is just bigger than mine. And if you can be willing to walk with that, you'll win every single time.
Yeah, so true. What is your best advice on how can we grow our clients?
Okay, so I have this 5-pillar system that I teach my clients. And there's one pillar that everyone seems to know how to nail, and that's content. We all know we need to share content. We all know that we need to share value, but most people miss the other 4 pillars. And what those pillars are is your it factor, like what makes you different, your audience growth, your energy behind it, which is the mindset piece we've been talking about, your raving fans, and your content. Like those are the 5 pillars. But most people only rely on content and value. And then they're wondering where their clients are. And so you need to be spending time in those other 4 pieces. Otherwise, you're going to continue to feel like you're just creating this content machine and nothing's really being produced because of it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, because sometimes it's not just about the content, but it's also interacting with your community and making them feel like they're heard, and sometimes take their advice and feedback, and also asking them questions, because they can tell you a lot too if
totally
you're struggling with something.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm so glad to have you on my podcast. And where can our listeners find you, your social handles, what courses do you offer, your website?
Yeah, I'm Brittany CEO everywhere online. So if you just type that in, Brittney CEO, you'll find me. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, my website, and I have my podcast as well.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's the Underestimate Me podcast, which is funny because you said underestimate me on the,
I know.
On the podcast. I was like, oh, that's my podcast.
That's incredible. Thank you so much, Brittany, for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.